Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. Please stay tuned as we praise God for the perfect sacrifice and the blood of Jesus Christ shed for us. Heavenly Father, God, we believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. Your word declares that you loved us so much that you sent your only Son to pay the penalty for our sin. And by doing so, purchased eternal life available to all. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but will have everlasting life. And Lord, without that cross, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness of sins. This is real love. Not that we loved you, but that you first loved us. Lord, since you loved us that much and showed your grace toward us, surely we ought to love each other. Father, help those of us who have believed in you and accepted your free gift of salvation to share this good news with others in all that we do and say. And Lord, for those listening today who have not yet come to recognize their sin and need of a Savior, please help them to recognize your love and come to you today. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.
Day to day, it will never lose. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains.
The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. Sins away. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away, 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 away.
Silent in the grave,
then needing a nobler, sweeter song, I will sing thy part to save.
I will sing thy part to save. Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I will sing thy power to save.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. You'll also find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
I'm under the blood of the Lamb. I'm It's not conservative or liberal, however they're defined. It's not about interpretation or the judgments of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power or prestige. It's about a simple message and whether we believe. It's still the cross, it's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name of Jesus that has power to save the Lord. Suit our needs. We can justify sweet subtle lies that are wrapped in noble deeds. We can alter our convictions to adapt to social whims, but we cannot change the gospel or the truth contained within. It's still the cross, it's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name of Jesus that has power to save the lost. It's still the cross, though some may say
Thank you for joining us for today's Call to Worship.
I caused all the cross to be made. Those of us who are God's children need not wander aimlessly when suffering comes. We've been given a pattern. Christ, who suffered for us, is our example. This musical collection is given to you in love. It is offered as an encouragement, for hope is born when we follow Christ and will be culminated on that glorious day when we shall for the first time see Him.
Will you acknowledge Jesus as your one and only Lord? And the world can't harm you anymore. You're protected by the blood of Christ our Lord. Delivered by the blood of Christ our Lord.
The precious blood of Jesus Christ is vital in our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, both now and will continue for eternity. John 19 is where we begin today. It was the day of preparation, and the Jewish leaders didn't want the bodies hanging there the next day, which was the Sabbath, and a very special Sabbath because it was the Passover. So they asked Pilate to hasten their deaths by ordering that their legs be broken. Then their bodies could be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the two men crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. So they didn't break his legs. One of the soldiers, however, pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water flowed out. This report is from an eyewitness giving an accurate account. He speaks the truth so that you also can believe. These things happened in fulfillment of the scriptures that say, not one of his bones will be broken, and they will look on the one whom they pierced. Hebrews 9, but Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained an eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon, neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats, with water, and scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament, which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Mark 14. And as they were eating, he took bread, this is Jesus, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, take, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and after they drank all of it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. And also from Colossians chapter 1, Jesus Christ is described, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. 1 Peter, for as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who, by him, do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. And finally, 1 John chapter 4. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God, but anyone who does not know, does not love, does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other.
There's still power in the blood of Jesus. Hope in a troubled, dying land. There's still cleansing in that crimson stream that frees us. There's still power in the blood. Power in the blood.
Tried to say the blood is useless. They say that in this modern day, love is all you need. I've never seen a love more tried and tested than the love that came streaming down the cross of Calvary.
There's still power in the blood of Jesus. Hope in a troubled dying land. There's still
away when I stepped in the cleansing flood. When I'm needing victory over Satan, I just stand my ground and look at him and I claim the blood.
Redeemed by his blood, I redeemed by his blood. I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed.
The blood of the Lamb has saved me just as I am. I've been saved by his blood. I've been redeemed. Guilt I tried to hide, but deep were the stains it left inside. Oh, but deeper still his grace all my sins to erase. His blood washed the guilty stains away. I've been redeemed by his blood. I've been redeemed. I'm redeemed by his blood. I've been redeemed. The blood saved me just as I am.
I've been saved by his
blood. I'm redeemed
by his blood.
I've been redeemed. I'm redeemed by his blood. I've been redeemed. The blood of the Lamb has saved me just as I am.
I've been saved
by his blood. I'm redeemed. I've been saved by his blood. I'm
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we're reminded that God's love for you is so great that God sent His Son to the cross and by His shed blood paid the penalty for our sin. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please invest a moment to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. We invite you to visit our website, calltoworship.us, where you will find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. Now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fulfills and fills my life with good things.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you wholly trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? Soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless?
Are they white as snow?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless?
Are they white as snow?
Are you washed in the blood?
Stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean.
Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing?